The strain of daily attacks is starting to show on some U.S. soldiers, and the challenge of switching from all-out fighting to peacekeeping can lead to conditions such as combat stress reaction. NPR's Deborah Amos reports on the medical units that are treating soldiers in the field.
I'm just a dog-faced soldier with a rifle on my shoulder. I eat raw meat for breakfast every day.
The 3rd Infantry Division brought the war to Baghdad. Now they keep the peace in Fallujah, a city that's become a center of resistance.
One, two, three,
charge!
Home base is a hot, dusty, flat piece of ground on the outskirts of town, an abandoned Iraqi army post. There aren't many comforts here. When is the 3rd ID going home? Nobody knows.
Once they find out there's no actual date we're going to be home, you can't count down anything. There's no, you don't look forward to the next day.
Private First Class James Hargate works every day, mostly on guard duty. He says the uncertainty is taking a toll on the soldiers of the 3rd ID.
Nobody really cares about anything, you know. It's just good news, you don't believe it, because it don't happen. They say good news, and the next day it changes. So, that's all it is.
It is a typical reaction. Some soldiers are withdrawn, others can't eat or sleep. Then there are the nightmares. Soldiers have seen their friends die in Fallujah. They've been shot at themselves. But the rules have changed on when they can fire. The quick shift from combat to peacekeeping, more like policing than fighting, has been tough, says Sergeant Luke Henry.
These guys trained for a year how to be killers. There's not a switch on the back of their head. They're human beings. You don't change from one day to the next.
Sergeant Henry and Captain Thomas Longo are the medical mental health team for the 3rd ID. Every major combat unit now has one, the Army's effort to offer treatment in the field. Captain Longo helps soldiers having trouble coping with their new role.
To make that shift from the things that they were trained to do, to all of a sudden say, don't do that anymore, that's where a lot of the anxiety comes.
When the anxiety is overwhelming, soldiers are referred here to a hospital in Baghdad. It was once a private clinic for Saddam Hussein's most senior aides. Now, it's Americanized. The soldier receptionist plays a video war game in the front office.
They cannot destroy China!
This is the home of the 113th Medical Company, a reserve unit from California. Major Beth Salisbury, an occupational therapist, is part of the team.
It's very stressful when you've been going for hours on end with no sleep, and pushing hard real fast through a combat environment to slow down to zero is a difficult task that adds confusion and stress, I think, to a lot of soldiers.
The most severe cases are what is called combat stress reaction. Symptoms can be debilitating, including memory loss and frightening flashbacks. When the medical team first arrived in May, the caseload was one or two a day. It jumped to 18 a day when the 3rd Infantry Division got orders to stay in Iraq even longer.
There have been a significant number who have been distressed by the uncertainty of the redeployment.
Colonel Robert Knapp is a psychiatrist. He and Major Beth Salisbury run the Army's treatment program.
The first day usually a soldier comes here, we allow them to sleep in a little bit, get some rest, lay around for a little bit, take a shower.
It can make a big difference for soldiers who have not bathed for a month or had the simple pleasure of an air-conditioned room. There are group therapy sessions, stress management classes, a quiet room where soldiers can watch American TV.
Well, after 4 days with my family, I'm ready for shock therapy. Just waiting to see if my HMO covers it.
Therapists help soldiers cope with the fear and frustration of their peacekeeping role, the chaos of the country, the cultural misunderstandings between American soldiers who say they sacrificed to liberate Iraq, and a population that seems increasingly hostile.
I think it is difficult for people to understand that not everybody is happy we're here. And trying to get them to look at a bigger picture of why that might be is a difficult task.
For Colonel Knapp, the bigger picture is explaining that some Iraqi reactions are very human.
For 35 years they've tried, many have died, to get out from under this yoke, and they could not do it. And we had to come and do it for them, so we have shamed them. So they welcome us, but there are strongly mixed feelings.
After the talk and the therapy, most soldiers can return to their units within 3 to 5 days, but more arrive every afternoon. Soldiers sleep on couches in the front office. Heavy flak jackets are thrown in a pile one more burden they can unload for a few days. Dr. Knapp says peacekeeping turns out to be more stressful than fighting a war, especially for troops that had no time to train for the job.
Doing things that you're trained to do is less stressful than doing things that you're not trained to do. Clearly, when the figures show that the need for combat stress control is during the peacekeeping phase and not the acute fighting phase, those figures can speak for themselves.
The medical mental health teams are new to the Army. Treatment in the field may reduce long-term effects of combat stress reaction. But the death toll is rising in Iraq. The pattern for more than 2 weeks, at least one American soldier killed a day. Army Chaplain Patrick Stepanek says more soldiers are coming to seek his help, too.
In the last 2 weeks, we've had more people in my services here than I normally get in the field at all. Everybody here feels tension.
Chaplain Stepanek is conducting a military funeral for an American soldier killed in a sniper attack while on a routine patrol in a Baghdad neighborhood. The ceremony is another way for soldiers to address their fears and their grief. Peacekeeping is a dangerous business, and few soldiers here believe the war is over, or they will be going home anytime soon. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Tomorrow, Iraqis living with the legacy of three wars and three decades of Saddam Hussein's rule.
There is a sense of hopelessness and helplessness because of what had happened. That had caused a real deep damage to the psyche of the people.